Blog Talk Radio.
Plenty good room, plenty good room, plenty good room in my father's kingdom. Plenty good room, plenty good room. So choose your seat and sit down.
I would not be a sinner.
Yes.
I tell you the reason why.
Yes, oh yes.
I'm praying my Lord might call me, and I wouldn't be ready to die. Yes, there's plenty good room,
plenty good room, plenty good room in my Father's kingdom. Plenty good room, plenty good room. So choose your seat and sit down, sit down.
Plenty good room,
plenty good room, plenty good room in my Father's kingdom. Plenty good room, plenty good room. Oh, choose your seat and sit down, sit down.
I would not be a liar.
Yes,
I tell
yes,
you the reason
why. Yes, oh, yes.
I'm afraid my Lord might call me, and I wouldn't be ready to die,
ready to die.
I would not be a backslider.
Yes,
I tell you the reason
why.
I'm afraid my Lord might call me, and I wouldn't be ready to die.
Yes, there's plenty good room, plenty good room, plenty good room in my Father's kingdom. Plenty good room, plenty good room. So choose your seat and sit down, sit down.
I would not be a sucker.
No,
I tell you the reason why.
The Lord invites us to sit down at his daily manna from heaven table. Welcome to another broadcast, saints. Let's open up our Bibles to Romans 16. Today we start a new series. It's a short series. It's a four-part series. We're going to be looking at Romans 16, 19. We're only going to be spending four broadcasts on this verse. Let me start reading at verse 17. It says, "Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine that you have received," or the doctrine that you have learned, excuse me, "and avoid them. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple." Here's the key verse now, starting today, verse 19. "For your obedience is come abroad unto all men. I am glad, therefore, on your behalf. But yet I would have you wise unto that which is good and simple concerning evil." Let us pray. Heavenly Lord, Heavenly Father, Heavenly King, Heavenly Savior, we come to you today, drawing near so that we may draw wisdom from you and knowledge and strength and faith and all that would build us up in holiness. Bless us, O God, we pray, as we turn now to Romans 16, verse 19. Give us understanding. Holy Spirit, take over this lesson. Holy Spirit, we render the reins to you. Bless us, we pray. In Jesus' wonderful name. Amen and amen. We have now left verses 17 and 18, which is a warning. Warning and description. It's a warning that wolves are coming, and then Paul describes who they are. Now, in verse 19, Paul reveals that warnings will avail us nothing unless we obey the advice, or we heed the advice, or we take to heart the advice. A lot of people could warn us of things to come, but if we disregard the warning and if we do not apply the recommendations, the warning will avail us nothing. So this is why Paul begins by saying, for your obedience is come abroad unto all men. The Church of Rome, the Roman Christians, have a track record of obedience. Paul has spoken of this throughout this letter to the Romans. Let me give you the citations in case you want to check them out later on. Romans 1:5. Then you have Romans 6:16. Romans 15:18. This scripture, Romans 16:19, and also Romans 16:26. So you have Romans 1:5, Romans 6:16, Romans 15:18, Romans 16:19, and Romans 16:26. These are all the places where Paul has spoken to the Roman saints about obedience. Obedience. How they have obeyed God, they have hearkened to God, they have listened to God's advice. This is not Paul's advice. Now, Paul is the instrument. Paul is the human tool that God is using to communicate the advice, but the advice is divine. The advice is from God. The advice is from Jesus Christ. The advice comes by means of the Holy Spirit. So Paul says, for your obedience, you have listened to God and you've done what God has told you to do in the past. You have obeyed him. You've listened to his advice. You have fully complied. Full and complete compliance. You didn't go astray. You didn't stray from the advice. You have a track record of listening to God, not just of receiving what God has to say, because many of you, listen, saints, listen to me. We have a God who always receives our prayers. We pray to God. We pray to him. We call on God. He's a prayer-receiving God. But prayers are no good if God just receives them. He's a prayer receiving, but he's also a prayer answering God. And it's the same with us. God sends us, not prayers. God doesn't pray to us. What God sends us as his children is his advice. And the way we respond to that advice is we obey it. We comply with what God is requiring of us. So Paul says, for you have this track record. You have this track record that has come abroad, that has crisscrossed the globe. All the churches that exist know of your track record. He says, for your obedience is come abroad, has crisscrossed unto all men. Everyone knows that the Church of Rome is a church that truly follows God. So, the key to hearing from God through a human instrument like Paul, or through the pen of Paul today, look at us today. We're receiving the same advice. those of us who attend Grace Church, and whether it's the Lutheran Church of St. Johnsville or the Reformed Church of St. Johnsville or the Methodist Church of St. Johnsville, all churches are receiving or ought to receive the same warning and the same advice Paul is giving to the Church of Rome. For Scripture has been given to all the saints. Now, I don't know who's going to be obedient. I know that we will strive to be obedient. So the warning goes out, the advice goes out, and then it's up to us to comply, to listen, to hearken, to obey, to fully and completely do as God says. And if we do that, then we too will gain a reputation among all the saints that we are not a rebellious church or a stiff-necked church or, a rebel bunch, but an obedient bunch. Now, who benefits from obedience? Well, we do. And you say, well, Pastor, how do we benefit from that? Well, one, you gain a reputation. You just gain a reputation. These people comply. These people do as God says. How many sad stories do we have in the Bible where God told his people to comply and they what? They didn't. How many times do we have to read in the book of Joshua or in the book of Judges where the people of God went a-whoring after other gods when Moses had told them, had warned them, had forbidden them to go after other gods? See, are we going to be a generation that has God's seal of approval because we have obeyed his word? This is God's word. And what is God telling us to do? He's telling us, don't put up with wolves. Be on the guard. Set watchmen and watchwomen on the wall. Set watchmen so that they can keep their eyes peeled for coming wolves. See, this is what the scripture teaches. Now, are we going to, well, say, well, you know, we got to love everybody. And yes, we're to love mankind. We're to love sinners. But there are some sinners who would just wreak havoc. I am to love all men, but I'm not going to let pedophiles come into the church. I'm not going to say, well, you know, we got to evangelize them, so let's just open the church up to pedophiles. Let's just open up the church to drag queens. Let's just open up the church to drug dealers. Let's just open up the church to people who push fentanyl for a profit. Are we going to do that? No. We're going to love them, but we're going to keep them at arm's length. We're going to pray that God's Spirit would convict them of their sin, break them down, and draw them to Christ. Until then, we got to keep them at arm's length. That's what we're being told to do. And we must be obedient. We must be obedient. So one, we gain a reputation. And listen to me, saints. Look, it says here, for your obedience is come abroad unto all men. People will know what kind of church we are in St. Johnsville. The people in St. Johnsville will know what kind of church we are. But you know who else knows what kind of church we'll be? And it's not here in the text. Satan will know what kind of church we are. Devils will know. Why? Because they study the church. Who else will know? Well, good angels will know what kind of church we are. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit will know what kind of church we are. You see, the natural world and the spiritual world will take notice of what kind of church we are. Are we like the church of Thyatira, who is tolerant, who allowed a Jezebel to come in? Or let's talk about the church of Pergamos. Or are we like the church of Sardis? Or are we going to be like the church of Laodicea, who was neither hot nor cold, whom the Lord Jesus said, I will spew you out of your mouth because you have not been obedient? See, it's not just that men will notice, but also devils and angels notice. Satan and God notices. You think that Satan didn't notice what kind of man Job was when God went bragging about Job? God says to Satan, have you considered my servant Job? There's none like him. He's got this kind of reputation. And Satan says, yeah, I've heard about him. I've heard of his reputation. I've heard of his obedience. But put him to the test, and you'll see how he'll curse you to the face. My brothers and sisters, let us be known as a church who obeys God. Not just that men will take notice of our obedience to God, but also the spirit world will take note of our obedience to God. And then what is the second benefit of being obedient? Is the first is reputation. The second is we get to save the flock from wolves. If we take the advice, if you heed the advice, if you heed the warning, we will lose no sheep. Why? Because we did not allow the wolves to come in and deceive those who are innocent of heart. Remember yesterday when I told you my two stories? When I was 12 and when I was 20, I was innocent of heart. I was innocent. I had not been exposed. Listen, I grew up on a homestead. I was a very insulated child. My whole life was church. I spent most of my evenings in church with my grandmother. And when I wasn't with my grandmother, I spent it with my father's side of the family, which were all country folk, innocent people, simple people who just loved simple living. They weren't into the filth of this world and into the evil of this world. In both places, whether on my mother's side of the family or my father's side of the family, these were just hardworking, innocent-hearted people. Then when I entered into the real world, boy, did I have a rude awakening. There's so much evil out there. And you know, that evil today is entering into our homes. How? Well, by means of television. Look at all the garbage that they're sending our way via television. It's an invasion into your home. You see, they're trying to get into your home. They're trying to get in through the television. You have to screen what you watch. And once they come in through the television, they try to come into your mind and into your heart to pollute you. So Satan is coming in so many different ways. They're coming into our public school system. They're coming into our courthouses. They're coming into Congress. The pollution is coming into Congress. The pollution is in our military today. It's coming in any way it can. But the last place where we take our ultimate stand is in the place we can't let this garbage come in the church and in our families. So, will we be obedient? Will we be known in heaven as an obedient group of believers? Will Grace Church be known in heaven? Will God brag on us? Have you considered my church Grace? For they love me, and they obey me, and they keep my word, and they seek my face day and night. Will we be known as that kind of church? Will we be obedient to the faith? Will we be on guard against wolves? Well, the proof will be that the church will be spared, the church will be saved. Instead of our numbers diminishing, instead of going from one division to another, the flock will grow incrementally. We will grow little by little by little. We won't lose any. The ones, you know, Jesus said, Father, he prayed, Father, those you gave me, I have lost none except Judas Iscariot, the son of perdition, who was already lost and would remain lost. See, Judas was never saved. And he was lost from the beginning. Jesus said, I've chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil and remains a devil. He was a devil from beginning to end, one of the mysteries of the gospel. So we shall lose none. Why? Because we shall be a church on the watch. Well, let's leave it there. We'll be back tomorrow as we continue to look at verse number 19, which is a very, very, as you can see, it is a very, very interesting verse. We shall continue tomorrow. Until then, and don't forget tonight, saints, at 6:55 p.m., we have prayer. And we have a lot to pray about. God bless you. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen and amen.
The man from way up, way up.